What is up? Anything is potable. It's Kaya.
And Naya.
And DJ Breezy.
And we have a special guest with us.
Anya.
And we are here to talk about Halloween and what we have coming to you guys. So, what is that, y'all?
So, mainly we're going to be talking about, like, our fall outfits, fall dates, places you can go, our favorite things to do during the fall, and decorations. And on our Instagram, we will be doing an episode, like, where we make something. And y'all can make it, too.
Fall is all of our favorite season. So, honestly, we're just going to be giving you guys entertainment throughout this fall because fall is a great season. So, we want to enjoy it with you guys. So, on our social media, like Naya said, we'll be building things. You guys can build with us, like, scarecrows, giving you guys lookbooks, different hairstyles, our favorite hairstyles for the fall. All kind of different things that you'll be able to find on our social media. We'll be talking to you guys about fall here, talking about different date ideas, fun date ideas with friends, your significant other, all kind of stuff. Just fun things to do in the fall, Halloween costumes, all that.
I cannot wait to judge people's Halloween costumes.
What about Thanksgiving?
Yes. See, I'm going to talk about some food for real. And if your food not looking good, don't put it to the Instagram.
And we got some, like, challenges we're going to do. Like, we're going to try to cook where we all have, like, one of
like,
our senses
Oh, yeah, well, one of our senses is gone.
And, like, we just have, like, a lot of stuff coming. But...
And it's starting on September 22nd. And what is our first one going to be for media? I think the first one's going to be... We're going to make something for the decorating.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're making decorations for our first one and, like, show you guys little fall decor that you can make at home to, like, spice up the fall time.
Yeah, so what do y'all think y'all first fall hairstyle going to be?
Mine definitely will be a burgundy wig. Like, curly a lot of hair so I can stay a little warm.
Wig, mm-hmm. Keep your hair
right,
warm.
Mine mm-hmm. is definitely going to be a wig, like, mm-hmm. like always.
I might get my first wig. I might keep it simple with the, you know, the knotless with the curls in them. Those
That's
are so cute.
Cute that it are. Them are so cute. And especially, like, this girl, I seen her. She had, like, pink curls at the bottom, and it looks so cute.
That is cute.
But I think my first hairstyle going to be, I'm going to dye my hair, like, how it is now, like an ombre from orange to red, and then flattering it. And put Ooh. Some curls.
We love Thanksgiving silk press.
Yes.
Like, right now, like, your locks, like, it really gives, like, the fall vibe. Because right. you guys can't see it, but they're, like... brown.
They're
like
brown and yeah. blonde, and they are so cute. So what do y'all think? What's y'all favorite thing to wear in the fall? Because me, personally, I love wearing UGG boots, and I love wearing flannels, and I love wearing, like, jean jackets with a hoodie under it. I feel like that outfit eats every time.
I would say maybe a jogging suit mm-hmm. and UGGs, or, like, a sweater and some jeans and boots once again.
Yeah. So, do y'all like wearing them, like, them earmuffs things, like, where it covers
yes.
your ears? I love
yes,
them.
I also like them big, like, them thick headbands. I don't, yes. like, you know what I'm talking about? It has, like, it's small at the top, and, like, it's, like,
it's
wide.
It's, like, a little like, knot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them.
And put on a nice little warm jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm not ready to wear them coats, y'all. Like,
I am not.
I don't like wearing them thick coats, like.
Yeah,
yes.
winter is not it.
Right.
Fall.
But fall, yep, I will definitely put on a hoodie, cute little jacket.
Man.
I want to give y'all too much of the fall lookbook, but we definitely going to be giving y'all inside scoop on the media, so make sure yes. y'all follow us, 91.1 WEDM on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure to follow us. Jewelry, y'all can't forget the jewelry, the fall jewelry.
I love, like, wearing rings, like, not, like, silver and gold rings. I love, like, wearing, like, rings and they're, like, chunky brown rings and stuff. Mm-hmm. I love yeah. wearing them.
I feel like gold jewelry just go with the fall theme.
Yeah, it definitely it do.
So it's, like, so much. It's, like, soft. Does that make sense, y'all? Like,
yeah.
it's, like, a soft color.
It makes sense.
I'm ready to get my nails done for the fall, y'all. Like, I just... During the fall, I just want to be prettied up. Like,
right. I love looking so...
Are y'all going short along with the nails?
I'm going long.
I'm going short because it just gives elegant
yeah.
for the fall.
I'm probably going to go short, too, because my job... So I work at a pumpkin patch, y'all.
Yeah.
I gotta be doing all this crazy stuff, so short nails is definitely y'all.
My job is easy. I don't do nothing but package food. I'll be making money just to, like, literally put lids on food.
Are y'all gonna work throughout the fall, like, if you have a job?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna be working. I'm trying to get two jobs, actually.
I don't know. Am I, Kaya?
Come to Walmart.
Walmart?
They hiring bad.
Really?
Yeah. I know they hiring back because everybody be working at Walmart. Like,
to be honest, everybody on the east side at Walmart.
But I do need a job for during the week because my job's only on the weekends.
I feel like fall jobs are not
let me hit you with a brick.
Mine would be to just be happy with money because I'm going to be working during the fall. Yeah. Honey houses. Y'all know student counselor with the honey houses and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to just enjoy my fall season, honestly. Like, I just want to enjoy it. Fall is so beautiful. I want to enjoy it, take it in. I definitely want to be further with photography then. But, yeah.
Right. My goal for this fall, I feel like it's to take more pictures. I feel like I don't take, like, a lot of pictures to post or anything. And, like, it's my last fall. And it's, like, high schooler, you know? So I want to have, like, a good time. Like, I want to enjoy it.
And go do different things.
Yeah.
Because
like,
I never oh, I'm sorry. I never really, like, went out and did, like, fall things. Like, duh, it's, like, fall. I'm like, okay, the leaves are cute, everything. But, like, I never went to, like, pumpkin patches, honey houses, bonfires, none of that.
I can't wait till we can take everyone on our little fall journey with us. It's going to be so fun.
Right?
I can't wait.
Yes, and hopefully, like, we give you guys ideas so you guys can have some fun stuff to do. Like,
yes.
It's going to be a good time.
And then do a bunch of challenges and all kind of stuff. It's going
to
be so much fun.
I'm excited, but if y'all do what we do, please send it to our Instagram, and we would definitely show it on the Instagram, but we'll definitely show what y'all be doing.
Repost.
Right.
So, what holiday are you guys most looking forward to sharing with everyone?
I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. I love the food. I love just, like, being with my family and telling everybody, like, how thankful I am for them. And just showing my appreciation and, like, doing a little project with my little brother. Like, you ever did that little Thanksgiving thing, like, with the fingers? And, like,
yes, the little turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. I love doing, like, little projects like that with kids.
I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving also and Christmas because that's just where you be around your family and enjoy their company.
I'm looking forward to Halloween because, I don't know, I just love spooky holidays. Like, I just love
Are you dressing up for Halloween?
I am.
Yep.
I don't want to say my outfit and I don't want nobody to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that.
No, we definitely are going to give you guys some costume ideas.
Yes.
But we got to wait till Halloween.
Like in our
time.
Costumes.
You know, we got to can't spoil.
But we should do like
I'm most excited for it.
Like, do y'all plan on going to like a Halloween party or anything? Like, what are y'all plans for
Halloween?
Absolutely. Yeah, for Halloween I'm going to a party.
Yeah. I got to find a party though cuz like I
there's
going
to be some all week.
Yeah. Like, I called off
the invite.
Already.
I called off work already.
Put you to work if you didn't call off already.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because like the pumpkin patch and like it's Halloween time, like everyone. I feel like they're not gonna be there that much.
Yeah.
At Walmart, they're gonna be there.
Yeah, getting candy, going back and forth. Yeah. I don't know. That's the only thing I don't like about Halloween is the candy.
Because I don't really mess with the candy either.
It just be like too much, and then like my little brother, he be on a sugar rush. I'd be like, nah. So that just make me not like Halloween anymore just because of the candy.
Do you guys give out candy at your guys' houses?
Yeah. I love seeing kids' little costumes. They be so cute.
Right. I wish I did, but I live on a main road, so if someone came to my house, I'd be pretty concerned.
Have y'all ever, like, had, like, adults come to y'all doors and ask for candy?
That happened one time. I thought it was so weird, because why are you still doing this? You're too old.
Right.
But who am I to judge?
Oh, yeah. What do y'all feel like the age limit is on trick-or-treating?
I don't know. I feel like people be still want to have fun, like, when they're 16.
I
would say 16 at the most. Yeah.
But it just gives you something to do at night.
Yeah, like. I say until you get out of college, actually. I say out of college, out of high school. Until you get out of high school, because, like, you still want them experiences. Because once you get out of high school, you can't do that anymore. It's, like, weird. So
like you're grown up now and stuff.
Yeah, so do it while you can.
I feel like Halloween parties are cool for the upper age people. Mm-hmm. And then trick-or-treating for the kids.
But then there's also people with, like, siblings that have to take their siblings trick-or-treating. So I feel like you can dress up, too, if you're taking them. Like, why would you just stand there?
Yeah, but I feel like if you're 18, 19, and you're just walking around knocking on people's door for candy.
Oh, yeah. That's
a bit weird. It's not weird. It's just, like, out of the ordinary. But, like I said, who am I to judge?
Right. I used to be scared to go trick-or-treating because it was, like, they put stuff in your candy. I was like, oh.
Yeah, my mom, she never let us go trick-or-treating. She does not like Halloween.
Okay, let's say, for instance, y'all was to go trick-or-treating. Do y'all parents check y'all candy?
Yeah, my mom, she always checked my candy every single time. And one time, we actually found, like, a little blade in the candy.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why I feel like that's a main
reason
she don't like us going.
I was gonna say, my parents didn't share my candy, but me and my brother, we would all pour our bags out and just like look at each other's stuff, so like we could see everything.
My parents would go through every piece, squeeze it, make sure it got air in it. If it's a sucker, trash. If it's, what is it? Tardy. What is it called? The little powdered candy, Smarties.
Mm-hmm.
Trash. Little gum, trash.
What's the weirdest thing y'all ever got?
I got carrots. It was a bag of carrots.
I got an apple and an orange. My mama threw it out.
I got an apple before, and then these one people had a Halloween party. They're like, free hot dogs, free hot dogs.
What the heck? If somebody put a hot dog in my Halloween bag,
put it in aluminum foil.
Oh my God. What's the best thing y'all ever got? Because the best thing I ever got was a full-size candy bar. But we was with them rich people.
Yes, you have to go to, Geist.
The best thing I have ever got was money.
Money?
This lady gave me money. She was an older lady. She had on her light. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, I had on my light. I am so sorry. And then she said, wait right here. And she bought back $20. I was like, thank you. I can buy two bags of candy.
That's right. No. I remember this. What's the scariest thing y'all been through, trick-or-treating? Because this man, he started chasing people down the street with a fake chainsaw. Is that what that's called? And I was so scared as a child.
The scariest, I would say, we was in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's they just had vans. Y'all know vans, creepy.
The kidnap vans? Yeah.
And they were just everywhere. And we was the only people walking, really. Everybody else was up in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we got to get out of here because you never know.
Yeah, that's crazy. But that is all for today. We just gave y'all a little sneak peek of Halloween. We hope to see y'all there watching us on the Instagram. You can let us know how y'all feeling about Halloween on our Twitter, 91.1 WEDM. And yeah, bye, guys.